Assalamu alaikum
and welcome back to How's a Life,
the show where we show you what our lives are like
here in the holy city of Qom. This is my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider,
and this is my wife Sayyida Fatima Ali,
and these are our kids
Toha,
Musa
and Zainab.
My husband was born and raised in England, and he wanted to learn about Islam, so he moved to Iran back in 2014.
And my wife was born and grew up in Canada. She always wanted to go to the Hausa.
So we said Bismillah, got married and made the move.
And our lives would never be the same again. So it's been such a long time, and Sayyida had a really good idea, which was to give you a kind of recap about all our life so far. A lot of people have been asking for background episodes.
How we met, what happened, and everything. About like, basically our journey from how we met until now. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. So I'd left England, I'd gone to Hausa. And then at one point I was just like, hey, I need to get married.
Yes.
If you ask my friends, you know, they'll tell you that they convinced me. But that's the Islamic way, right? You should get married. I was how old? I was 23 years old.
Yes, you're 23.
Yeah, I was 23, right? So I was like, I need to get married. I ring up my parents. I was like, Dad, I want to get married. And he laughed on the phone and he was like, oh, wow, okay, this is a big step. All right, and I'm going to look for somebody.
Because to be honest, like this time, 23 is still quite young to be married, you know? So like, nowadays I think people are choosing like, after they're settled and stuff. So he was literally a Hausa student, and you know, obviously you're not earning, you don't have a proper job. You're just like, when you tell your parents that you want to get married, like that's how they would react.
Just want to point out again, I mean, I often repeat this to the youths, and we've made videos about it as well. Watch the Biscuit episode about marriage. But just want to repeat again that, look, this whole idea that you need to be settled, you need to have a stable income, whatever that means. And
Savings
before you get married, it is just not the Islamic way. In fact, Islam teaches us that you should get married before you have any of those things, and Allah will increase you in all of those things after you get married, okay?
One of our mutual grandmoms, right, you would say that, she knew that I wanted to come to Hausa as well, and I wanted to do after grade 12. But then my mom was worried, okay, how is she going to go on her own? How is she going to like be on your own, survive without your parents? And then Alhamdulillah, Allah had this plan that, okay, she really wants to go to Hausa. That same year when I was making plans, his proposal came, basically. Remember, we had to give you an answer?
Yeah,
we had to say yes or no, because Muzaffar had told me certain things, a lot of things, which were a bit like, he's like, listen, this is what I want to do. I'm very, I'm hardcore on this, I'm this, I'm like this, this is my path I'm taking. Are you supporting me? Yes or no? That's the answer. And I said, okay, let me think about this. So yeah.
When you go for a proposal, guys, be straight up with each other, especially about the big things that really matter in your life. Don't hide things. Those big things, you need to say them straight up, right at the offset, because if those things don't get sorted out at the beginning, then it's all going to be rocky afterwards.
Yeah, I think it creates problems later on, because they're like, oh, you didn't tell me before we got married, this happened, you didn't tell me before this. That same year when I was making plans, his proposal came, basically.
Weren't you in Karbala when my proposal came?
We went to Karbala after your proposal came, and I still remember my mom, she gave me a whole lecture on how my life is going to become when you marry a Hausa student, and Muzaffar, literally, mama told me in the middle of Bain Harame, Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas, I said my yes between the two harams. So Alhamdulillah, at a mosque, and thanks to my mom actually, she really insisted that we should have the nikah in the mosque, rather than having the nikah at a hall center, because inshallah the barakah of a mosque will help us in our life, inshallah. So we had the nikah.
So then we got married. At that time we were living in Shahrak Ahmadiyya, which was
they know the journey from here, basically.
That's where you know the journey from. That was our first accommodation. That's free accommodation provided by the Hausa.
Now there are a lot of questions out there that viewers such as yourselves have about the Hausa life in Iran, and that is why we are here to give you some insight into our lives in Qom.
Last time we showed you a little bit of the state of our house when we first moved in, but we've progressed a significant amount since then, alhamdulillah. One for you, one for Sayyida, and obviously we needed a place to sleep, so we needed blankets as well, so we got those.
And we got some carpets and for the living room so that we could at least, you know, just sit down and chill there.
Because the floor is stone, it's stone cold, literally. So we needed to get some carpets. And obviously we got groceries.
Groceries, and obviously when you get groceries, you need to have like a stove and a fridge. So we got all that.
A mini fridge.
A mini stove. Mini stove, mini fridge.
We had a really good experience over there, alhamdulillah.
And then the reason why we started Hostel Life, if we can give a little bit of recap, was I think we were we were on the way to Iran, and me and Muzaffar were talking about, because he was already obviously a part of Islamic Pulse, and he was making biscuit videos and stuff. And then we were like, listen, you know what, we're a couple now, and all these weird vloggers, and they're like making these really, you know, nonsense videos which don't even mean anything. They're just showing things and, you know, just doing pranks and stuff. So we're like, hey, we're a couple now, let's do something together to help young couples who are coming to the holy city of Qom. And that is how we started. That was our intention, that we need to show the reality of Iran, what Iran is like, how is life, and how do you even do anything? Because, you know, when we started as a couple, we were clueless. There's nothing online to even like get idea, what do we even bring to Iran?
Where do you live? What are the living conditions like? You know, how do you earn your sustenance? Well, everything. We didn't know anything. The studies, how do they work? What's the structure life like? Can I rent a house? Can I buy a house? All of these kinds of things.
It was how do I give birth here? Like,
yeah, can you give birth over here?
Yeah, all these weird things. Can you buy? Like, still there are people that like when they see like kids wearing a certain clothing or a certain, they have a certain. They're like, did you buy from here? I'm like, yeah. Well, why do you underestimate Iran? Iran's got everything. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Okay. So all the people who keep saying, oh, we got Amazon. Do you have something for online shopping in Iran? And there are lots and lots of online shopping places in Iran. But Digi Kala is one of the most famous ones. And I've been ordering from them since COVID started. And COVID, obviously, not going out and stuff. I tried them and they are, mashallah, so good. They send it on time, the stuff. They send the stuff properly packed and really good items and lots of. Yeah, share a idea. We lived there, had a lovely time, memorable times. I can't ever forget it because we started our journey together as a couple in the house. Then Allah gave us some money. We shifted out of Sharikah Madia because it was getting really hard for Muzaffar to come every single day to the city side.
Because it's half an hour away.
So Allah gave us some money. We came to the second house, which was a house in Vilayat. So she was kept in the incubator because she got jaundice.
So we're in our new home. This is the living room.
Okay, that's not bad.
Right? So we can show them that, and then Allah helped us move from there to apartment, which was mashallah really nice, really fancy looking, you know, you guys saw it. Then Musa came into this world, Musa, Abbas, Haider, and then we moved to another apartment.
Yeah.
Man, we keep moving houses a lot.
We moved houses a lot, yeah.
Okay.
Right, today was my day.
But you feel like an English breakfast at him.
You can see that everybody's eyes are full of tears. I mean, the whole city is weeping.
دوستم داری به اسمت قسم تو قلبم حرم داری دوست دارم و میدونم دوستم داری
من شهادت فی سبیلک یا مولای الحمد لله الذي أكرم المستشهدين في سبيله الحمد لله الذي رزقنا الشهادة في سبيله
انتقام انتقام هاي هاد من نزلنا هاي هاد من نزلنا هاي هاد من نزلنا
Mysterious pneumonia outbreak in Wuhan, China.
A new type of coronavirus.
The number of affected countries has tripled.
The World Health Organization has just declared that this is a pandemic.
Yeah, they are dying. That's true.
We don't have enough stretchers. We're way above capacity.
Death has rekindled this movement around the world.
Protesters kneeling and raising their hands in peaceful demonstration.
On the last one of the most busy hurricane season.
Cases are up.
More than 30 states in Puerto Rico reporting.
Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. Remember that name, Fakhrizadeh.
Severe flooding.
Germany to rescue.
It's the largest hangover.
And four up succeeding.
همیشه دستگاه‌های ظلم و جور در سطح دنیا به شکل‌های مختلف بر مردم جفا کردند، بشریت را زیر فشار قرار دادند، انسان‌ها را از حقوق طبیعی خودشون محروم کردند. اما امروز این معنا از همیشه تاریخ بیشتر است و این را انسان از ظهور مهدی موعود می طلبد و انتظار می برد. مسئله طلب عدالت است. اولین درسی که از این موضوع برای ما یک درس عملی محسوب می شود این است که نابود کردن بنای ظلم در سطح جهان نه فقط ممکن است بلکه حتمی است.
The Quran says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does mankind really think that he's going to be left alone to say, I believe, and he's not going to be tested? Hmm. So just because you're becoming a Hawza student, just because you're pursuing the religious path and you want to serve the religion with all of your mind and all of your heart and all of your body, wherever you are, whether you're inside the Hawza or not, just because of that, don't think that Allah is not going to test you with loads and loads of things. And if anything, your tests are actually going to increase, right?
And alhamdulillah, when I got pregnant with her, when I was around 6 months pregnant, Allah helped us to buy a house.
Hmm.
دعای مادرم بوده که منم امام رضایی شدم.
کبوترم هوایی شدم، ببین عجب گدایی شدم، دعای مادرم.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode. From my wife, Sayyidah Fatima Ali.
From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas.
We bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wherever you are.